LT wouldn't look around at the grinning men, not grinning himself, but he'd give his eyes that knowing, long-suffering roll, and they'd laugh again in anticipation. Me too, likely as not, in spite of what I knew about the axe man. "I haven't ever been hated before," he'd say, "not by man or beast, and it unsettled me a lot. It unsettled me big time." I tried to make friends with Frank, first for my sake, then for the sake of her who gave him to me, but it didn't work. For all I know, he might have tried to make friends with me, with a dog, who can tell? And if he did, it didn't work for him either. Since then I've read, in Dear Abby, I think it was, that a pet is just about the worst present you can give a person, and I agree. I mean, even if you like the animal and the animal likes you, think about what that kind of gift says. "Say, darling, I'm giving you this wonderful present. It's a machine that eats at one end and shits out the other, and it's going to be with you for 15 years, give or take. Merry fucking Christmas." But that's the kind of thing you only think about after, more often than not. You know what I mean? I think we tried to do our best, Frank and I. After all, even though we hated each other's guts, we both loved Lulu Bell. That's why I think that although he'd sometimes growl at me if I sat down next to her on the couch during Murphy Brown or a movie or something, he never actually bit. Still, it used to drive me crazy. Just the nerve of it, that little bag of hair and eyes daring to growl at me. "Listen to him," I'd say. "He's growling at me." She'd stroke his head the way she hardly ever stroked mine, unless she'd had a few, and say it was really just the dog's version of purring. That he was just happy to be with us, having a quiet evening at home. I'll tell you something, though. I never tried patting him when she wasn't around. I'd feed him sometimes, and I never gave him a kick, although if I didn't say I was tempted a few times, I'd be a liar. But I never tried patting him. I think he would have snapped at me, and then we would have gotten into it. Like two guys living with the same pretty girl, almost. Menage a trois is what they call it in the penthouse forum. Both of us love her, and she loves both of us, but as time goes by, I start realizing that the scales are tipping, and she's starting to love Frank a little more than me. Maybe because Frank never talks back and never pukes in her slippers. And with Frank, the goddamn toilet ring is never an issue, because he goes outside. Unless, that is, I forget and leave a pair of my undershorts in the corner or under the bed. At this point, LT would likely finish off the iced coffee in his thermos, crack his knuckles, or both. It was his way of saying that the first act was over and act two was about to commence. So then, one day, Saturday, Lulu and I are out at the mall, just walking around, you know, the way people do, you know, and we go by the Pet Notions up by JCPenney, and there's a whole crowd of people up in the display window. "Oh, let's see," Lulu says. So we go over to the display window and we work our way to the front. It's a fake tree with bare branches and fake grass, astroturf, all around it. And there are these Siamese kittens, half a dozen of them, chasing each other around, climbing the tree, batting each other's ears. "Oh, ain't they just the cutest ones," Lulu says. "Oh, ain't they just the cutest little babies. Yook, honey, yook." "I'm looking," I says. And what I'm thinking is that I just found what I wanted to get Lulu for our anniversary. And that was a relief. I wanted it to be something extra special, something that would really bowl her over, because things had been quite a bit short of great between us during the last year. I thought about Frank, but I wasn't too worried about him. Cats and dogs always fight in the cartoons, but in real life, they usually get along. That's been my experience. They usually get along better than people do, especially when it's cold outside. To make a long story just a little bit shorter, I bought one of them and gave it to her for our anniversary, got it a velvet collar and tucked a little card underneath it. "Hello, I am Lucy," the card said. "I come with love from LT. Happy second anniversary."